One of the great joys of my life has been getting to know other singers. In today's Tribal Rhythms, you will meet Fred Hill, a singing brother of mine whose knowledge of the traditional songs of the Columbia River tribes amazes me. He's an enrolled member of the Umatilla tribes, and not only is Fred a storehouse of this cultural heritage, but he is also a composer of many beautiful songs himself. And once you get him started on telling jokes, you better be ready to have a sore gut from laughing so hard the next day. Nico Wind has more.
Singer, MC, language consultant, interpreter. Fred Hill is richly talented. Born on the Umatilla Reservation in 1956, his parents died when he was an infant. He was raised by his grandmother and his uncle, the late Annie Joe and Charlie Mackay.
We always sat at the table to eat, and that's where we learned a lot of our language, the names of the foods, the different utensils. And today I'm very grateful to my grandmother, who is my katla, and my uncle, for teaching me the language.
The values Fred received from his elders grew into a great enthusiasm for his language and culture. Today he teaches at a charter school and often acts as a family spokesman at memorials and name givings.
I know some of the youngers look at me as an elder, but I'm still a young man.
Fred learned about singing from his uncle and other elders who came to visit. He recalls one teacher he really admired.
His name was Isaac Tom, and he was in a wheelchair in his latter day in life, but he sure loved to sing. That's one thing that we don't really see anymore is real elderly men that still sing. But that's what I hope to achieve in my lifetime is to, continue to sing where they literally have to kick me off the drum. I remember hearing this song as a young boy from some of the elder singers from Yakima, and the style of hitting that they used to use, it's something almost like a bygone era. And at one time, the way they would hit, when they would come to the middle part of that song, they would all hit the drum hard together. It was automatic for them, and that's how you was able to distinguish circle dance songs. Kopipit, what we call.
The circle dance was once danced only by the women, but today everyone joins in, even in their street clothes, often dancing in a circle around the drummers.
This is an old Kopipit song that I created, and I do dedicate this to the wisdom of the elders.
Today, the owl dance is one of the most popular intertribal powwow dances for couples. The partners hold each other arm in arm, stepping around the circle. Then, on a cue from the drum, they make a slow, graceful turn. Along with the joyful social dances, the war dance holds an honored place. According to Fred, the war dance was borrowed recently by the Umatilla from their enemies.
We used to go to war against some other tribes around here that were always tormenting our people. There's some areas up here where the stories go that they would really fight, and sometimes they would kill them all off except one, and then they would send that one back. Says, you tell your people this is what's going to happen. You keep doing this. You keep coming here trying to steal our women and our children. But as time went on and the fighting ceased, when the railroad came through, that these people wanted to come back and have a truce. And as they did come back, they also shared their dancing and their singing. And so from just a little bit that I've heard, that the Shoshone people were the ones that had shown us the dance. The wars have ceased. The tribal wars but yet the war still remains in the dance arena. Okay, that's an owl dance that I had created. It's Nesper's language. Tats Kalawit is good evening. Inim him yuma is my people. Kalautiwama and my friends. Wat aitsa, wat aitsa is, are you having a good time? Are you having a good time? And the beat was faster, and the reason I sing it that way is because when you set the tempo for songs such as a song like that, you want the people to dance peppy.
Something magical happens at the intersection of the music, the dancing, and the words. It all comes together like a beaded belt with an intricate design and a colorful story.
As long as we dance, we shall live. As long as we sing, we shall live too. When you get hit by a song, when you get hit by the vibration of that drum that makes you move, that's when it gives life. That's when I, as a singer, when I see the dancers really dancing, that's when I know that I'm really giving life. You know, the good Indian way.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nico Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by ethnomusicologist Don Addison, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. Thanks to the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians for the use of their archival recordings.